So the second delivery, it's going to be right around that Thanksgiving week. We're doing the fundraising for the produce today. All that money will go to the farmers market, so they have a couple weeks to organize and get a budget and reach out to local farmers and buy all the produce to fill those trucks. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be back here doing kind of the hard good donations at the farmers markets, all the winter clothes, winter blankets, like extreme winter camping and survival material is what really was needed up there. And then that following week, we're going to be headed back up. Rod's going to be driving up, and we've already had a number of people express interest in providing truck service, driving service. So I think when we fill Rod's truck up, which it looks like we'll do more than enough today just to fill Rod's truck, that we'll have ability to fill up some other trucks as well. And it's pretty exciting to get up there right around the time of Thanksgiving. I think it is kind of symbolic. And you know, it's a little chance to rewrite history and give it a second chance. I think there's a lot of people that, whether they're Native American or just relate to a lot of the concepts and the connection to the earth that they have, like a lot of farmers around here have, it's time to really band together and look to a brighter future.
The last day of the farmers market is November 19th. And is that the day you're collecting stuff like blankets and batteries and, as you call, the hard stuff?
Yep, we'll be doing that at the farmers market and then also back at the farm in that afternoon here at Owen Farms in Longmont. So people don't want to haul it to the market, they can bring it right by the farm and it's easy to unload there as well. But we'll have a booth both at the Boulder and Longmont market again in 2 weeks to do more of the hard good hard good donations, and also to continue to collect the signatures and just collect notes that people are sending up. A lady this morning came and donated just beautiful feather with a note that her ancestors were on the Trail of Tears and how she supports them, and just like those sentiments that we can send with this food. To me, it's really an energetic thing that we're doing. As a farmer, I believe food has energy, and when I thought how I could help Standing Rock, it was I want to send my food up there, send my energy up there. And I think we've seen that just over and over today as people stop by the booth and really just pouring a lot of heart and energy and intention into that delivery. So we'll see what we can do. You know, the Boulder County Commissioners made a proclamation earlier standing with Standing Rock, and so it'll be interesting to see how they can be part of this caravan, whether it's a note or something from the county that can say all of Boulder County is sending this energy up there, that we stand with you, that we think we do value the water and our earth and looking for better ways to address fossil fuel use and climate change, and we're on the front lines of it down here just like they are up there. So it's a great time to raise public awareness and just get people involved.
Tracy Hallward, and I'm Vice Chair of Sustainable Resilient Longmont. And what role does that organization play with what's going on here?
Well, we're partnering with MARC because we're a nonprofit organization, and in order to collect donations, you know, it can't be a business, it has to be a nonprofit, and this was something that our board of directors and our membership really believed in. So we said, yeah, this is the best thing we could partner with, and we reserved a booth, and yeah, we took it from there.
And what kind of response are you getting here today from folks that you're talking to? Are you finding that most people are familiar with what's going on?
Yeah, a lot of people are familiar. Every once in a while, somebody that's not familiar, and when you tell them what's going on, then they get really interested. And I think we've had really good response. I mean, people have come here just for that reason, to said, you know, we knew you were going to be here. We saw it on Facebook, or we heard it on KGNU, and here they are.
My name is Deonza Atkinson.
In Navajo, yes.
How did you hear about the booth? Was it just being here at the farmers market?
Oh, well, I've been keeping up with it on Facebook, and then some of my cousins are actually going out there to help out, and it's nice because we're able to get live feed from them on what's going on. That's really sad.